Good morning. It's Friday, August 20th. I'm Catherine Lanfer here with Miles O'Brien. Nice to see you, Miles.
Good morning.
John and Celeste are out. But right now, let's stay with Pakistan, where Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says...
We see 20 million members of the human family in desperate need of help. This is a defining moment, not only for Pakistan, but for all of us.
Joining us now from the Ghazi Air Base in northern Pakistan is Air Force Captain David Ray. He's the Chief of Public Affairs for U.S. Military Relief Operations there. Good morning, Captain Ray.
Good morning, Catherine. It's nice to be with you.
And we appreciate you joining us. Can you give us a quick update on how the relief effort looks this morning on the ground?
Yes, Catherine. We're now up to a force of 15 U.S. military helicopters, both Marine Corps and U.S. Navy. They are flying daily into the Swat Valley to an area called Kalam. And we just, at the request of the Pakistani government and their military, have expanded flights to the east into the province of Khorasan. Those flights have just begun. It's an area also very badly affected. We see terrific flooding damage and are able to deliver relief supplies and remove displaced persons and bring them to locations where the Pakistani government can see to their needs.
What is the biggest challenge that you're seeing there?
Well, certainly the scope of the flooding, the disaster, as you've just heard Secretary Clinton quote, between 15 and perhaps 20 million persons are affected. In the Swat River Valley, as many as 80 bridges have been destroyed or badly damaged, and so many people are isolated. So the scope of the disaster is certainly the biggest challenge.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Of course, we're going to be hearing more about this effort. That's Air Force Captain David Ray talking to us from the Ghazi Air Force Base in Pakistan. Miles?
Let's get a check of the morning's top news. Israel and the Palestinians are expected to return to direct negotiations for the first time in 20 months. President Obama has invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas to Washington next month. The leaders have placed a one-year time limit on talks. Police in Arizona captured an escaped inmate and his female accomplice at a campground last night after a forest ranger spotted the couple and their stolen vehicle hidden in some trees. U.S. Marshal David Gonzalez says SWAT team members moved quickly to subdue John McCluskey, who escaped from prison 3 weeks ago.
If he had gotten back to the tent, there was a gun there, and that he would have killed the officers involved. Mr. McCluskey also stated that he should have killed the forest ranger when he had an opportunity to.
And now let's go to the markets. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 10,271. The S&P opens at 1,075. And the NASDAQ at 2,178. This is The Takeaway.